A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off, and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you a great chasm is established, to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours, or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' And he said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" This is the Gospel of the Lord. This is a great parable of redemption and not. It's a story of Lazarus and some other guy who we don't even know his name. It reminds me of the wonderful book about redemption by C.S. Lewis, Till We Have Faces. C.S. Lewis said he got the name for Till We Have Faces by a line stated by the heroine at one point. She said, "How can the gods meet us face to face till we have faces?" I want to ask the question, how can Jesus call us by name till we have names? And what gives us names? Lazarus certainly has a name. God notices the poor and suffering. He knows them by name. And he knows those who help them concretely, not in the abstract, but to those who are hungry. If we give them food, Jesus knows our name. If we clothe the naked, if we visit prisoners and shut-ins, Jesus knows our name. Our brother Gustavo Gutierrez likes to say he doesn't like this idea, the preferential option for the poor, because the poor can be reduced to a concept, the abstract, the poor. It's poor people who we should be concerned about. People. We should not, he says, work for the poor. We should work with the poor. Shoulder to shoulder. Face to face, so that we know their names. And then we become authentic people. At our headquarters at Santa Sabina in Rome, we have great Dominicans doing great work, supporting us all around the world in our many ministries that serve the poor. But outside the church at Santa Sabina every Sunday, there's a woman who begs. Her name is Vera. She's from Yugoslavia, a refugee from the war there. But the brothers didn't know that. The brothers had never met Vera. They saw her there begging. They let her beg, but no one bothered to get to know her until Jerry Stuckey went there. Jerry, one of our brothers, walked up to Vera and introduced himself, asked her name. He befriended Vera, got to know her story, got to know her family. She has 8 kids, and Jerry knows 2 of them, Shabaita and Bertha. Now the Dominicans are not just an abstract concept to Vera. They have faces, Jerry's face. And now Jesus knows Jerry's name, I'm sure. Jerry started introducing Vera to all his other friends at Santa Sabina, and now many of the brothers and sisters there know Vera, help Vera, are friends of Vera's. Now many people at Santa Sabina have names, have faces. If we look back at our parable and we think about the rich man who Jesus doesn't know his name, he's probably the only one in town who doesn't. Everybody knows the rich man's name, I'll bet. Dressing in fine purple, banqueting sumptuously. Maybe he was a good man. Maybe he worked for the poor. Maybe he used his influence in the town, which had to be considerable, to enact just laws for the poor. But he didn't help Lazarus, who was at his gate. And so Jesus did not know his name. That leads me to ask a question to myself. And it's a question that I bet a lot of us need to ask. Does Jesus know my name? I mean, I'm a good theologian. I'm doing important work in the church. I'm a smart guy. Just ask me, I'll tell you. I work on global issues of poor. I think about them. I try to find ways to change the world and to change people's hearts. But you know what? I've been in St. Louis now for 8 months. And I don't know a poor person here. I can't name one. When I try and picture them, because I see them on the street, I can only picture them nebulously. Is that how Jesus pictures me? Nebulously? Does Jesus know my name?